Tensions may be easing today around the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, but underlying concerns about an escalation between Iran and the United States are not going away. So how do Iraqis feel about being caught in the middle? I spoke earlier with Baghdadi businessman and consultant Hassan Haddad. Haddad spent much of his life in Canada, but returned to Iraq in 2013 to start anew.
The biggest losers in yesterday's attack against the U.S. embassy will be the Iraqi people and the Iraqi government, because it is the responsibility of the Iraqi government to protect these sites.
What about Sunday's U.S. attacks in Iraq and Syria, which killed a number of Iraqis on Iraqi soil?
That is an escalation of the so far Cold War between the Americans and the Iranians. And it's not a good escalation, because Iraq is caught in the middle. And we see that with that strike, it was Iraqis on Iraqi soil that were targeted. If things continue to escalate, it will be the average Iraqi that bears the brunt. And that is not something that we Iraqis want after several years of wars and sanctions and terrorism, and most recently the war against ISIS. We started to breathe a little bit better and to live a sense of normalcy. That's coming undone now with these escalations between the Americans and the Iranians. So, you know, everybody in the government, most people on the street have said, if you can just take this fight away from our neighborhood and just do it somewhere else, if you need to fight, don't do it here, because we know what the repercussions will be.
I think it's fair to say that you've been generally supportive of the U.S. mission in Iraq over the years. Is that right?
I'm supportive of Iraq becoming a democratic country that has its sovereignty respected and can stand on its own two feet. If that is done by aligning ourselves with the United States, or if that is done by aligning with Iran, I think the ends justify the means. However, having been in this country for several years, I can tell you that we cannot stand on our own two feet without having friendly and balanced relations with all, including the United States.
So how far is Iraq from standing on its own two feet?
I think we're two generations away from that, and I am an optimist. But I think in order to get to that point, there's a lot of serious hard work that needs to be done.
There have been mass protests in Baghdad over the past few months against corruption and to some extent against Iranian influence. What's your opinion of them? These protests are totally different from what's been going on with this Iran-backed militia.
The protests started 3 months ago on the 1st of October, and it's been a mix of demands that people have been seeking, one of them being combating corruption, because corruption is so rife in this country. And so people are tired of that. They just want to have, you know, good healthcare, good education system, and to have a job that, you know, they can look forward to.
And do you support them?
The protests?
Yes.
Of course, these are Iraqi youth who want a better future. What it all boils down to is they want somebody who's a national leader, who's got a clear vision for the country, which will inspire hope. We're missing those three things: national leadership, a clear vision, and hope.
Hassan, how have the events of the past couple of weeks affected you personally?
I mean, on a practical level, there are streets that are closed. There are days where kids can't go to school, teachers can't make it to class, things like that. So practically speaking, life has been disturbed since the 1st of October. It is hoped that all of this disturbance and sometimes nuisances are for the greater good, which is a better future than we've had. So people, if they think big picture, they're not too disturbed by it. But on the day-to-day, it's quite difficult on the day-to-day level to do a simple task like go shopping or get to work.
Are you committed to staying in Iraq forever?
Yes, I don't have any tickets booked to go back home yet. This is home.
Iraqi businessman Hassan Haddad speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.